Hey Angus.
Hello Dave, how you doing?
I'm very good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. I'm not bad.
Thanks for coming on. I know you were slightly nervous about it.
A little bit.
It's only a chat.
We don't bite, it'll be fine.
And also Jack edits out all the little bits and pieces so that it makes us sound a bit more intelligent. So
Matt might well be very busy with this one.
It works for me, Gus. So, right, should we start off by introducing you?
Yeah, cool.
Angus, you are now, you know what, I need to get this right because there's so many different titles flying around now. Are you the CCO or the ECD of McGarry Bone?
I'm the ECD. We don't have a CCO. We're not that big. We're about 60 people, so I'm not sure. CCO, I don't know. I don't know what that really means. But yeah, I'm the ECD. I run the department.
So where are you calling it? Are you in London today?
I'm in my spare bedroom, which is where I spend most of my time. I go up to my spare bedroom about 9:45 after doing my Joe Wicks every day.
You do that, yeah.
I do it every day, and then I stay up here, have lunch, go downstairs for lunch, and I stay up here usually till about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Quite a long day. It's not a great deal of fun, to be honest, but it's like quite hard work.
So what are you doing in your bedroom? You're doing lots of work, presumably, lots of Zoom calls?
Doing a lot of Zoom calls, yeah. It's fairly relentless. Not as relentless as when it started. When we first, I thought working from home would be a bit of a laugh, or like, you know, you'd be the occasional afternoon where you'd be like a bit lazy and go downstairs and hang out with your kids. Yeah. First couple of weeks was like the jobs we had on plus all the COVID-19 proactive briefs. It was like 12-hour days, and it was like Teams call after Teams call after Teams call, and it was exhausting. Like there's nothing to do in between the gaps between the calls. You're just doing calls constantly and reviews, and everything's just that little bit slower and everything's that little bit more difficult. It's eased off now, but I'm still up in this, you know, up in this room. I'm in a little routine. It's a bit weird.
What do you prefer about it and what do you not prefer about it?
I don't miss the commute. You know, I don't miss that. I like the extra time you get. I do miss the people. I do miss having the meetings. I do miss having a bit of a laugh with people and like working out, you know, working things out together. It feels like you've got to try and get to good creative work in a slightly different way now. So I miss that. But weirdly, it's like I feel a bit more kind of oddly separated from my family. You know, at this job, we always kept away from your family quite a lot of time. But being in the house and being separated is even weirder.
Yeah.
I can hear him in the garden playing on trampolines and stuff. And when I come down at 7 o'clock, they sort of look at me as if like, where have you been? And I'm like, yeah, where have I been?
Yeah.
I miss the meetings with people, really.
And are you surprised that you miss those? Because a lot of people have said, particularly creatives, that they thought they'd think, God, excellent. I can sort of keep away from people, get on with what I'm doing, concentrate. But they generally miss people more than they thought they would.
I'm surprised. I'm like, you know, I like people, but I'm not that friendly. And I kind of like, I just enjoy the sort of like routine of being in a room talking about the ideas and going through stuff. You're literally isolated and you're sort of like Teams calls are, they only go so far, don't they, to sort of like help you sort of work things out together. You've got to take it in turns to speak. It's all a bit odd and a bit stilted. Yeah, I don't know how younger teams are doing it. I have teams at our place and they are working separately, coming up with work. And I asked them how they're doing it. And they sort of found a rhythm, but you know, it's a difficult thing to do. There's one team that joined recently and they've been working separately in their bedrooms longer than they were ever working in our office space.
Really?
They're doing really well. So I don't know how they're doing it. Everyone's just making do. It becomes very normal, doesn't it? What it's about is how normal it's become and how everybody's got on with it. I would have thought that if you told people what we were about to do, people would be freaked out.
Absolutely, yeah.
We could never work like that, but it seems to be working.
So do you think it will change the way you work moving forward when this hopefully ends and there's we go back?
I don't know. I don't think coming up with the creative work is as easy to do in isolation, but I think there's a lot of bits and pieces around agencies that will be able to work remotely. I think it's proven to all of us that you can do that. These calls have become very normal now, and I don't think the 5-day week's going to carry on. I think people are going to try and do a little bit more flexibility, which I'm cool with.
What would you recommend for someone to watch, read, or listen to that they might not know about?
I bet everyone's been talking about The Last Dance. I watched the last one last night. Unbelievable.
What did you think of Jordan at the end of it?
He's a bit of a tyrant, but you know, they're all a bit mad, aren't they, those people, those geniuses like that. I don't think there's anybody else like that in any other sport. He's sort of carried that team and that sport so long. But
it was unbelievable. I think it was Tony Barry you spoke to who said he'd heard this quote that he's the best person at his job ever. And he said it when we were like two episodes in and we were sort of laughing. And then you think, I was running yesterday and I was thinking, it's quite hard to think of someone who's that Good.
I think he was a bully. I think he's like, you can tell from some of that footage, they talk about the fact that he hangs out with all the security guards so much. He didn't hang around with his mates and his teammates. Yeah. He was hanging around with security guards. I don't think
that's true. Yeah.
His teammates liked him very much, but I bet they like him now.
Did you like him?
Yeah, I liked him. I didn't have to work with him every day. He's unbelievable. He's amazing. He's amazing. And yeah, I can't think of any parallel like it, really.
Did you come round a bit, Parv, towards the end? I know you went through...
I don't know. I don't think. Obviously, I think he's amazing, but I don't know. I just sort of found him a little bit too selfish. That's just my. Yeah. That's just my own take it's like on it. Really,
that competitive spirit. I think that's what you need to be top sports person. And I think I don't know if anybody's more competitive than Michael Jordan. It's like maybe that's why he was so good and didn't care about people, didn't care about his relationships, just wanted to win. It's nuts, really, what he achieved. So there's the last dance. There's like. I'm quite into Tim Key. I discovered like Tim Key's late night poetry on Radio 4, which is brilliant, which you should check out. But I haven't been watching loads. Like, I've got kids who've just discovered, I've got an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old who've just discovered Friends. So,
they all go through that. We've had lots of kids and they all go through a Friends period. Cool. So, Parv, what questions have you got?
So, you've got a choice of restarting the Premiership or opening pubs?
I think I might go for the pubs. I miss pubs. I miss walking into a pub and having a pint, a lager. It just feels like a dream now, doesn't it? I'd open the pubs. Yeah. But it's weird. It's weird. One of our clients is DAZN. And they like global sports platform. They're like Netflix of sport. And they've got no sport to show. Like, you couldn't make it up. They've just gone dark because they have nothing to show on their platform.
Well, it's all live sport, is it? Their whole...
All live sport, yeah. And I don't want to just...
Dave, it's really weird. You will have seen it everywhere, but you're just unaware of the fact that you think that you don't know it.
They're the people that sponsored Canelo Alvarez $350 million for the next 10 fights. But yeah, so I'd rather open the pubs, but don't tell that client.
Yeah. So, what are you in London, Angus?
West Norwood.
Okay, I know that. So, have you seen any environmental benefits since this started?
Just the planes, like the planes not going overhead. You know, I'm sure there's loads more, but it just feels calmer, doesn't it? I had an amazing day with maybe 3 weeks ago, my wife and I rode bikes into central London, and it was really odd. It was like eerie. It was really fascinating to ride into town, ride around Soho, Piccadilly Circus. There was no one about, and we weren't expecting to. Sort of sat on the pavement. We found a place that sold bagels and coffee, and we sat on the pavement with our bikes in Soho and had like a picnic, like a couple of tourists. It was really, really odd. I don't know. I think Sadiq Khan's talking about making huge parts of London car-free zones at the moment, isn't he? Which could be a good thing.
He's charging everyone £20 to get in. He's doubled everything, isn't he? It's doubled the price for it's £20 now for congestion charge to come in. And I think it starts earlier and finishes later in the day. I think it's lasts till 10 o'clock at night now.
Right.
Probably because he's got a massive black hole of about a couple of £1 billion that has been lost in revenue from everyone coming in.
Yeah. Car-free zones sound like a great idea. I don't know how it helps business, because we're going to want businesses to get back on their feet, aren't we? As soon as possible.
So do you clap on a Thursday?
I do clap on a Thursday, every Thursday, my wife, my two kids, the whole street does it.
And is that popular in your street? Is there pots and pans being banged? And
I've actually got like a sort of a care home opposite and down a bit, and they've weirdly finished their shift at 8. So on a Thursday, the whole street's clapping and they're coming out. It's like we're giving them a standing ovation, which is quite sweet.
Oh, wow, nice.
It's quite a thing in my street, which I think is quite sweet. Is everyone doing the clap? Are you asking everybody that?
We're asking everyone, we're hoping someone say, what do you mean? But everybody has clapped so far. We had one controversial answer. But so how many loo rolls are you currently hoarding at the moment?
We're quite light on the loo rolls. We didn't go in for the panic buying. We're a bit conscious about putting loo rolls on our shopping orders, but we run quite a tight ship, to be honest. And I'd say we've got about 9 loo rolls in the house.
Put you on our table. We're going to release our table soon. We've got a table of...
Have there been some panic buyers?
Yeah, the leader hasn't changed since he divulged his number.
Don't say who that was, but how many loo rolls?
90 plus.
90
plus. Are you drinking more or less, Gus?
I'm drinking less now. When it started, I was a bit boozy and a bit like... Sort of tried to separate the day from the night with a glass of booze, but now I'm back to sort of drinking the weekends mainly. I drink Saturdays... Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, but I don't really drink during the week. I didn't really do that much before the lockdown, to be honest. So, but I do get a bit tipsy at the weekend. I quite enjoy that. I've had lots of barbecues. I'm into smoking meat. That's one of the things I've been doing more of.
You're into smoking meat. How does that work? How do you do that?
I've got a smoker, which I bought, and my new business director got me into it. And now I sort of like, I'm quite into, 7-hour pork shoulders, slow cooked and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think my new business director, Ollie, he does it every day. So he's going to be lost when he goes back to work because he's obsessed.
Surely you also bake sourdough.
Do you know what? I baked my first sourdough last night.
Yes.
And it worked.
We'd find someone eventually who would admit to baking sourdough.
I baked one last. That was my first one, and it worked. I've been researching it. I've been doing my little starter. I've been doing my starter for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I did my first loaf. I don't eat a lot of bread, but I've eaten bread all morning today, and I feel a bit sick now because it's mine. And it turned out really, really well. And no one else has admitted to doing it, right?
Paul Watts was very open about it. Most
of them. He's about 28 episodes through now, and he's been hunting for a sourdough.
I keep saying it, and nobody wants to admit it. I think off the top of my head, I can only remember Paul Watts admitting it, but there might be someone else.
Gus, are you a mask wearer?
No, I don't know why. I'm not that bothered. I can't really bring myself to wear a mask. I probably would wear a mask maybe on the tube when we go back to work. That sounds a bit scary, but I don't really put myself in many places where I have to.
Cool. And can you think of an ad that you've seen that you liked or hated?
I thought the new mother KFC thing is quite sweet. It's sort of like, we'll take it from here, showing how people have been making their own versions of KFC from home. I think it's fairly recent. Yeah, it's fairly new. So I liked what Coke did in the early days. I don't know if it was true, but they said they were going to stop all advertising and put that money towards some sort of like funds to help out. I thought that was good. But I liked Channel 4, the bums thing. It hasn't really been a sort of like an outbreak of creativity. The outbreak of creativity I thought it might be. I thought people would be doing a lot more interesting things.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be a lot more characters like, like the Captain Tom or Colonel Tom. I thought there'd be a lot more heroes like that, sort of like be, on our radar. It hasn't been that much really, has there?
Cool, excellent. Have we got any more, Parv? I think we've gone through them.
I think that's all of it.
Listen, thank you, gents, for asking me. That's very kind.
Thanks for your time.
I think that was great.
That was really good.
I've listened to a couple. They're really interesting. It's a really good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting the parallels that come up. If it was a sort of report that we were doing, there's a lot of, more or less, if you're doing your job or our job, you miss people more than you thought you would.
Tell you what's good, Gus. Loads of people have been sort of texting me going, do you know what? I haven't spoken to or heard from him for ages.
Yeah.
And then I've just listened to them for 10 minutes, and it was quite nice having to hear other people's voices. I mean, it feels like quite a weird thing, but just getting messages like that is quite cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Angus. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Bye, guys.
All the best. Pleasure. Thank you.